Adult daycare centers are allowed to reopen Monday, 6 months after the state required them to shut their doors. The centers help care for people with dementia or disabilities during the day, and operators and families alike say they've been suffering because of the closures. Jacqueline McFarquhar's mom is 80 years old and has Alzheimer's. For the last 2 years, she's been going to Active Day, an adult daycare center near Cincinnati.
6 days a week. Yes, and that was her choice. I think she felt like, became a little bit popular there. So.
But when the pandemic hit Ohio, McFarquhar pulled her mom out of the center to protect her from COVID. Then Governor Mike DeWine ordered centers like Active Day to close officially on March 23rd.
I'm telling you, from that point till now, I can see a decrease in her memory. In just everything. She's more confused. She cries a lot more.
And her mom is not the only one suffering. McFarquhar started working from her mom's house so she could take care of her around the clock. She says juggling her job and caretaking is challenging.
The stuff that the center used to do, like the breakfast and the lunch and her medication and stuff like that, I am, solely responsible for that. And you do what you have to do, but it's a lot.
Hundreds of families around the state have faced the same challenges, in large part because adult daycare centers are among the last facilities being permitted to reopen. In an emailed statement, the Ohio Department of Aging says the delay in reopening was because the centers are congregate settings and because, quote, participants in these programs are at higher risk for complications from the virus. While Ohio isn't the last state to reopen adult day services, Howard Snyder, who runs Active Day adult daycare centers around the country, says there were very few resources available in Ohio to help centers stay afloat.
Some states said, hey, you're closed, that's the right thing, but hey, you're a critical part of the safety net. You keep people out of higher cost settings, you keep people healthy, we need to make sure the safety net business survives. And they provided, whether it be grant funding, or retainer payments.
Ohio didn't do that. And as a result, Active Day is permanently closing one of two centers in Ohio and is delaying the reopening of the other.
It doesn't make sense for us to open. All we're going to do is lose more money being open than we are now not being open because of the limited capacity, because of the testing requirements, and mostly, in a large part, because of the transportation issue.
Many adult daycare services rely on transportation companies to get participants safely from their homes to the center. But reopening requirements limit the number of people who can be picked up at one time. And some transportation services are turning down the job because it isn't cost effective for them. The Ohio Department of Aging requires adult day centers to test all staff and participants to reopen, plus repeat testing at least once every other week. They're also requiring operators to remain at 50% capacity and to have personal protective equipment for all participants and staff. All of that is difficult for centers who have been closed for months while still paying bills.
We just kind of drained what we had as far as resources. So, yeah, we were right at the edge. So it was a good time to open back up. We've just been hanging on by a thread.
Dean Washington and his family have run an adult daycare center on Columbus's east side for 2 decades. He says it's still unclear how exactly the reopening requirements like testing will be carried out and what help the state will offer to make them happen. Still, they plan to reopen today.
It's just like kind of going to war. You're going to have casualties, and how many do you want to accept?
He says he worries about the future. For his business, for his staff, and for the people who have come to rely on his program. Paige Flager, WOSU News.